All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, big town? Hey, the sun is shining. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Barry, Nick, and I are all present and accounted for in the studio. And we are ready to provide entertainment and sports news, amongst other things, for the next 3 hours for you on The Usual Suspects. We call it The Usual Suspects because we love you, the fine people of this show, to participate on a continuous basis.
You said amongst other things. You're going to be tweeting out some nudes later, huh?
Not nudes.
No?
No. I'll leave that to Nick.
Oh, Nick, you're going to be tweeting out nudes, huh? Got your new body on display. You've been working out, getting all buff. Gonna be like, yeah.
I'll start publishing news in about 2-3 weeks.
Nice, just shirtless. Yeah. I can't
it's
wait.
All over the interweb,
going shirtless as well.
I would not do that.
No, I wouldn't either. What?
I had such a funny one that I just don't know how it would be received by the audience.
Say it.
No.
Of course, it's too late now. Yeah.
I missed my opportunity.
Yeah, timing is everything in comedy. Can we start off by calling somebody out?
That's what Love we do.
It. Our Ooh. Marketing guy, Drew.
Oh, okay. I thought it was going to be Barry Warner.
Nope. He's over there eating penis fries.
Now, for the listeners that might not be familiar with that, Barry, can you explain what you mean?
Yeah. So I'm handling some business before the show in the restroom.
Uh-huh.
I see a pair of shell-toed Pumas come in,
not Pumas.
I mean, shell-toed Adidas come in, pee, and then leave. And I was like, I think I recognize those shoes.
He didn't wash his hands?
Nope. Just walked straight out. So I walked over to the marketing department where Drew's sitting there eating McDonald's.
Oh, no.
And I looked at his shoes and went, bro, you're nasty. You need to start washing your hands. He goes, what? I was like, you're disgusting. And I walked off. So I hope he enjoys his penis fries. That's gross, Drew. Start washing your hands.
Wow.
You go, and our audience knows.
You go on
Drew
the list.
Is.
Listen, if you even think I could be in the restroom when you're in there, you should wash your hands because you could get called out. I'm looking at you, Brian Barrett.
You are rolling today.
Damn it, man. It's gross. Just spreading germs around this area.
See, going into the show, I got the vibe that he wasn't going to call anybody.
Right. You know, I was under that understanding as well.
Sometimes you make executive decisions in
himself.
Your mind.
He's like,
you're
no.
Like, I don't care. Don't be
on
gross.
On the fly, Barry decided to let it fly and spray it.
Whatever. That's how it goes. I'm just saying, like,
he's over there eating fries after
that? Yeah. Way to go, fries. Drew. Your penis fries. I hope you enjoy your McPenis burger and your... Gross, man. Wash your hands, Drew. That's disgusting. Why do we have a call already?
I don't know.
Mr. Irrigation is apparently passionate right now. He's on hold and he's passionate. Let's I don't know if we'll get him in the first segment.
Do you want to? I mean,
we could.
Another executive decision. Should we make him wait?
It doesn't bother me either
I'm
way.
Fine. We can make him wait. Mr. Irrigation, we're going to get to you.
No, go ahead. No. Get him in.
Okay.
Get him in.
Get him in. Let's do it.
Mr. Irrigation, what you're up.
No, man. Make me wait. I'll hold. I will hold.
Do you wash your hands after you hold?
I will hold. No problem, guys. Put me on hold.
No,
I'm a good, loyal listener.
Go ahead, man.
Just put me on hold.
You're live on the air
now.
I'll
be right here waiting because I enjoy the show. I like listening to it on the radio.
Sweet, man. You're on live, though. You're up. Go. What's your question?
Okay. Well, there's my props for you guys. I don't know what else I can do.
Well, what are you calling about, Chief?
Hello?
Yes. Hello.
Mr. Irrigation's done some drinking.
Are you
Thank
drunk?
Thank you for coming to me that first, but you had me all confused, so now I don't know what I want to say.
Are you drunk right now?
No, man, don't even go there.
Have you been drinking?
Not at all. Don't touch the stuff.
Are you sure?
Have you been internally irrigating?
What does that even mean, Joel?
Drinking.
Okay. Well, that was a nice introduction, and... Don't forget, I can't come turn your water off. Y'all have a good day.
Wow. Now, either he was drunk or that wasn't Mr. Irrigation. It's one of the two. I'm telling you.
What just happened?
Whoever just called, whoever that was.
What just happened?
He sounded nothing like Mr. Irrigation normally sounds like. Like, maybe that was his voice.
That one you could have fooled me on, but...
I don't recognize his voice, but he was just like...
When you're talking like this, it's hard for anyone to understand. just exactly what I meant.
Yeah, I don't get that.
You guys are great. There's my compliments. Now I forgot what I was going
to train
of thought.
I think it had
thought.
To do, like, he really was thrown off. I think he really thought he was off the air there for a second.
You're giving him more than a benefit of the doubt there, Nick.
You don't think... You think he knew he was on the air, right?
Can we just start the show over?
Yeah.
That was weird. Just play the intro
again. Let's do it
again. That was just... I don't understand.
No, I'm not going to go.
You probably should.
What up, H-Town? No. Joel, why'd you look at me like that? I was trying. Oh, man. This is a weird show already.
Yeah.
What's up, guys? Brian, Drew, wash your hands. How we doing? All right.
You're going to do. Oh, that's what we should do. You do my parts, and I'll do your parts.
No.
No?
Okay. No, that's okay.
You can call them out.
You know what I mean?
Who's that?
You know what I mean?
Do I say that?
Nick, who says it all the time? You know what I mean? When
do
you're
you say
making
that?
A point.
I don't remember that.
Yes, when he you're does? Making a point.
I would say yes if I could remember.
I say you know what I mean.
You know what I mean?
Not that quickly,
very
though?
Quickly, yes. Barry That's does... why you might not catch it.
Okay.
Okay.
It's the quickly part that threw me off. I can see you saying you know what I mean.
I don't I say that. You know what I mean? I don't think I...
Is this Maybe. Twilight Zone Radio?
I don't think I say that.
Alfonso, Tom
Brady. We got
Brady.
Two calls in the first segment. When does that ever happen? Those that listen know.
We'll get calls. Oh, we just don't take them.
I should have called in sick today. This is the... I don't even know what's going on. This is a mess.
Everything in the bathroom is throwing you off kilter.
This is a mess. That's already a mess. I don't even want to look at the damn text line. I can't even imagine.
Oh, it's going to be a joy today, isn't it?
Oh, well, I don't know what's going on.
Nick and I were talking when you were in the bathroom. It just has the feelings like it's going to be one of those days.
Like a weird day?
Yeah.
I'm with you. I don't know why, but it's it don't feel right.
Yeah, I'm with you. We've got a lot to get to, though. There's
you know
lots
I mean?
To get to, and you know what I mean? There's things that you can partake within the show. That's why we call it The Usual Suspects. We want you to participate. 713-780-3776. That's our number. You can call or text and be nice. Otherwise, you can hit us up on Twitter, at Barry is Funny, at The Producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, as we continue to roll on. I did want to bring up one thing. I went to the gym last night on my way home from here.
Okay.
And I've been getting back into lifting weights and stuff. Yeah. And normally the gym I'm at, there's not a lot of people there. It's really clean. I can get in and out, get my stuff done. And I don't use a headset. I'm lifting. I let the music that they have in the gym go. Well, there's a trainer there that I find out later is also going to be the new owner of the gym. One of them. And he's training an older guy. But there's a kid walking by, and the kid's in between sets, and he goes, "Hey, come here." And the kid walks over, and he goes, "What set is that for you?" The kid's like, "Second one." He's like, "You don't use a belt." He goes, "Real men that lift weights don't need a belt or gloves if you're going to lift, and especially when you're doing your first couple of sets. Those are for pansies." And I went, and I'm doing a set minding my own business.
With your gloves
with
and
my
belt
gloves on.
On,
with my wrist wraps on, and I'm going,
belt on.
I go, "Thank you, sir. You've just made me feel so much better about myself as I continue working." He went, "Oh, wait, no. What I meant was," he goes, you're a big enough guy. You don't need gloves. I go, "Well, what if my wife, whenever she holds my hand, says that my hands are all rough and callous and everything like that, that I should wear gloves?" And he's like, he thought about it for a second. "You know what, man? If the wife says so, then I guess I get it."
What?
And I'm going, I've never heard that before in my life. And it's a big dude. He's a trainer dude, obviously. And then he ended up obviously trying to be overly nice, and we end up having a good conversation. But I was like, why not gloves?
I don't know. That
I had never heard that before.
Yeah. Coming from an owner.
Yeah, and a trainer, and a weightlifting guy. You would think you don't want to rip your hands up. I mean, I played college baseball and didn't wear batting gloves, but the calluses and stuff like that get pretty out of hand.
But I don't know why it would matter. It's an individual preference.
Right.
More than anything. It has nothing to do with technique or how good you lift. That's a personal preference. It's almost like saying, real weightlifters wear earphones or something like that.
Yeah,
what? That makes no sense.
It's like, because the reason I got these gloves recently because of the fact my other ones wore out, and these have the wrist wraps because my wrist was bothering me when I was doing certain exercises, and the wrist wrap gives you a little extra support.
Hanky-panky.
We covered that last week. So I figured, you know, no big deal. But man, then after that comment, I was like, God, I'm going to walk in like with a complex next time I put gloves on in the gym.
Yeah, that's so new to me. I mean, for me, it was like I didn't prefer gloves until I got 2, 3, 4 workouts. And then I was like, okay. Well, I'm going to make it a preference because my hands are like torn up.
Yeah, but you don't need them when you just do that thigh machine.
Oh, yeah. Or the inner thigh machine.
Yeah. And the elliptical.
I do both. I do the ones where like you have to like squeeze in.
Suzanne Summers. I know. Yeah. I know what you're trying to get that inner thigh built up.
She was on the Today Show this morning.
Trying to get that inner thigh. Nick's working on his thigh gap.
Her legs still look good, but the rest of her's kind of rough.
Yeah. Nick's trying to get his thigh gap tight. He's trying to get that. He's trying to tighten it up.
He's going to start opening bottles with his butt cheeks. He's going to be
so tight.
There's
only one machine for that.
For the thigh gap?
Yep.
You hitting the gym too, huh?
Yep.
No, I'm really not.
Yes, you are. And you're swimming.
I'm swimming, but I'm not really lifting weights.
All right, now, when you're swimming, are you like doggy paddling or are you actually?
I do the doggy paddle.
Yeah?
No, I do not.
What about the attire that you wear when you swim, Nick?
I still haven't got to the Speedos yet. We're working on that.
Okay.
Yeah, really? I wear your traditional swimming trick. I knew that's where Joel was going.
You do board shorts?
I didn't bring it. He did, by the way.
I know. What? It's all good.
You brought up the fact that he's working out.
Was I not supposed to?
No. I mean,
was that some secret, top secret thing we can't disclose to the listeners?
No.
Well, no one told me if it was.
Do you wear board shorts?
No, I just wear like traditional Nike like swimming trunks.
Oh, at least you got the trunks. You got the internetting.
Yep, the internet.
That's very important.
Why?
One, because it keeps everything in place.
That way when you pee in the pool, you're not peeing in your underwear.
Well, that too.
You're peeing in the netting instead.
But the netting keeps everything in place. Because the board shorts don't have any inner lining.
Yeah, you have to wear underwear.
You
got to
wear something underneath. And then if you wear the underwear, it gets then all wet and soggy.
Then
and
you pee in your underwear when you pee in the water.
You just are convinced everybody pees in the water.
Yeah. Nick, you peed in the pool today, didn't you?
I did not.
A liar.
But I will say in that movie, Grown Ups were like
Adam Sandler and them?
Yeah, where the water turned like extra dark blue. I wouldn't mind putting something in the pool to call out. Yeah. I wouldn't mind that at all.
So you're just following another guy swimming, just swimming.
Well, at
right
least I would know to get out.
Just
I would know to get out.
You'd be like
I just buy. Hit the hot tub or something.
Man, it'd be worse when you see those chicks swimming and leaving that trail.
Oh.
Be like, oh, really? A chick? I guess. So you're
we'll talk about food now that we were talking about pee the whole time or the past 3 minutes?
I mean, we can if you want to. I don't know. We can, if you're going to eat food, you know where you should go? Cowboys and Indians, Texan Kitchen, 1901 Taft in Midtown is the place to be if you want some lunch. And you know what? After you work out, you go to the gym or you don't care. Either way, go get you some Cowboys and Indians, Texan Kitchen. It's delicious. You're going to love it. And if you haven't been there yet, do me a favor, slap yourself in the face, get yourself right, and go to Cowboys and Indians. You're going to love it. Everyone that's gone there that I've told to go there has sent me either a message or, you know, they've hit me up on Twitter with pictures of the food. And said that it exceeded expectations, that they thought I was overhyping it. I'm telling you guys, you're going to love this place. 1901 Taft is Midtown is where it's located. It's a fusion of both Southern comfort and Indian food. So what does that mean? It means they have quesadillas, but they're made with naan bread. It means they've got one of the best burgers in town. It's called the Himalayan Heat Burger. You're really going to like that. They're known for the best butter chicken in Houston. Chicken curry, chicken fried steak, doesn't matter. All delicious, all authentic Indian food. The recipes have been passed down from Haas's family generation to generation. They've perfected it there in the restaurant. So get out there and give it a shot. 11 to 3 for lunch daily. They have an ESPN 97.5 special. You can get a half-pound burger with fries for $8.99. You can't beat that. Go give that a shot. If you want to watch like the games, like last night would have been a perfect night to go enjoy their full service bar, watch the game, eat some good food. But if you don't want to get out of the house, you can have Cowboys and Indians delivered to your door via Uber Eats, Grubhub, or DoorDash. Whatever you do, get out there. 1901 Taft in Midtown. You can get more information on Facebook at CNI713. Take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world with Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. There's nothing like it.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back for segment number two of the big show as we go all the way till 4 o'clock. I don't know where that first segment came from, Nick.
And yeah, it was awkward for sure.
We did get some tweets that said the most awesomely uncomfortable first segment that I've ever been. But, you know, as long as people like it, hey, whatever.
Sometimes the show takes us in like weird directions, yeah, and it's fun. And sometimes
that's part
it's
of the
weird
beauty of it, because yeah, it's organic. And because yeah, we can just go with the punch, go with the flow and roll with the punches. I almost Bob McNaird it there and screwed up a couple of cliche sayings.
Yeah. Where heel's weird.
Everyone's weird to you. What, he didn't wash his hands either?
No, he asked me. I don't know if I could say what he asked me.
Say it! Come on, say it!
I don't know. He said, you ever Louis C.K. it? In a hotel room with other comedians.
Oh, God. Did he really say that?
Yeah. And I said, no, I've never done that, and nor would I.
I like what you did there with wood, though.
Dude, we need a gong. Just like the gongs all bong.
Real was in there with Nick just now, too, because he wanted to see if you were talking about it.
He knew I would. That's why he said it. He knew I'd bring it up.
I mean, it's hard at the Motel 6. When you're on the road.
I'm just going to let you do your thing. Oh, my goodness. Well, I had something I was going to tell you. Oh, you had something, Nick. Didn't you? A guy you swim with. Y'all do the synchronized
swimming?
Oh, yeah, just because
Joel was mentioning the gym. Yeah, I was swimming like, what, two, three days ago? And then there was like this Asian dude who was probably, I don't know, like 50, 55 years old. And he had the see-through Speedos.
I'm sorry, the what?
The see-through Speedos. You've worn those before, right,
no,
Joel?
No, completely incorrect there.
Well, they weren't completely see-through, but they were see-through on the sides and not see-throughs like in the front and the back.
Don't you have to be looking at them to figure out if they're see-through or not? Wait,
you walked right past me. I couldn't help.
Now,
I'm just saying.
Okay, so I had Speedos at one point.
Like what? The underwear Speedos?
Yeah, like
for not
swimming.
Even the short kinds?
You like the banana hammock?
No, I had them because I was a diver. So like when I was in diving, you had to wear Speedos. I mean, you don't dive in board shorts. So I used to be a diver. And then I was also on the swim team when I was a kid. So, I mean, wearing Speedos as a kid, isn't that, you know what I mean? No one cares. But
did you oil yourself up, too, to be more water resistant?
For swimming or for diving?
Did you shave your legs?
Yeah.
You did, really?
Yeah.
That's the next step for you, Nick.
No, I don't need to.
When you become really serious about your swimming.
So I wouldn't wear Speedos now just because it's not attractive when your belly hangs over. The Speedo, that's not what you want. You don't want that.
It's a European thing, though.
It is. It's a very European thing.
Because there's a lot
of regardless
people,
of how good a shape you're in, right? They just
don't care.
Without question.
Beer gut and all.
You go to the Houstonian where they have two big outdoor pools or places like that, and you see a lot of dudes that are just like carefree to the world, don't care if they're going 350, pushing max, but they're wearing the Speedo.
They got that butt hair that comes all the way up their back. Have you ever seen that? Where it's just like, how do you get hair where your tramp stamp goes? Why do you have hair right there?
Wait, butt hair coming, like literally that high?
Yeah.
It's not just lower back hair. There's a lot of dudes with lower back hair. I mean, it's kind of normal.
Sounds like I just struck a nerve with
that. I think you might have. I think you may have touched on something, Barry. Like,
that's very normal, okay? I was born this way. Wait a minute.
I'm a dude that really doesn't have that much body hair.
Do you have the lower back hair, Nick, that I struck a nerve?
I do have the lower back hair.
It's not
hair coming at your ass crack.
It is. It's bangs for your butt. That's what it is. It's just your ass has bangs. That's all it is.
Groucho Marx's mustache get in my back pocket?
It's an ass mustache. That's what it is. It's an ass eyebrow. That's what you have. You have an ass mullet. That's what
an,
it is.
An ass eyebrow. I've never heard that before.
It's an ass eyebrow. Just right there. That's where your tramp stamp is. That sucks. See, I'm not hairy at all. I don't have to worry about any of that. I mean, I don't
grow hair ever.
Huh? Yeah, just in three spots on my face, I don't. But
my face, I can grow it in about 3 days.
Yeah. All right. This is off to a great start.
It's really I told you, it had that feeling, and it's lived up to the billing in the first two segments.
It really has. I don't even know what to say now. I'm just going
to
let you go.
We got a lot to get to. Yesterday, we didn't get to any Rockets. We got to talk Rockets. They're going for a 7-game winning streak tonight as they take on the Toronto
Raptors.
Are
you going to be at the game, Joel?
I am not. Bill O'Brien continues to talk. Of all people, he gave the stink eye and lots of dirty faces to Adam Wexler yesterday at a press conference.
Yeah, I heard that from you.
Who gets mad at Wex? He was just annoyed by questions overall. This whole Jerry Jones thing won't go away, as now there's all kinds of news on that.
Do you think that you think he's just stirring the pot just to stir something up? I heard somebody say he's the next Al Davis, which kind of, remember Al Davis used to do this kind of thing?
Yeah, it's that's
is he stirring
a good
the
analogy.
Pot for that? Is this just him trying to get attention?
Yeah, I don't know. He doesn't need any more. I mean, everybody knows who he is. I mean, he's a pretty well-known guy. I would think he's not hurting for attention.
But when you're that guy, he's always had the attention. And I get that he's mad that Goodell is picking on his boy and everything, but I feel like this is just, it's just as much about him than it is about Zeke.
I think he makes everything about him.
Yeah.
I think in one city, you've got two owners exactly the same in that regard, and that's Mark Cuban and Jerry Jones.
Pretty flamboyant, both of them, right?
Yeah, I mean, from that regard, Houston should feel pretty lucky that they don't have to deal with that, because sometimes it's like this, it's a distraction. I mean, this is crazy, this stuff now, because now they said when the Falcons played the Cowboys this weekend, normally it's customary the owners go and they talk to each other. They were within 20 yards of each other. They wouldn't talk to each other. Arthur Blank didn't want to talk to him. Today or yesterday, Arthur Blank and the rest of the committee who have been bestowed with getting this contract done for Goodell, bumped Jerry Jones off of that committee. Then they had lawyers give him a cease and desist letter that he better stop talking in public about everything with this Goodell negotiation.
Well, they've done that before, though. Not off the committee, but I was reading somewhere where Roger Goodell has had meetings in the past, owners-only meetings, mm-hmm. where he has excluded Jerry Jones because Jerry Jones is known to come into an owners-only meeting and just take over and not let anyone else talk or run the meeting. And so Goodell in the past has been like, look, I've got some important things that I need to discuss with the owners. So he's not invited Jones, but invited everybody else just so he could have the floor. That says a lot about Jerry Jones, his inability to control himself in a meeting full of other of his peers. I mean, these aren't guys that – they don't work for you. These are your peers.
It's discriminatory, too, for leaving him out. But at the same time, if you got to get business done and he's not helping get business done, then I guess, what, do you have a separate meeting with him on
Jerry,
the side?
Jerry Jones is the Tammy of accounting. You know what I mean? Like, she's the one that won't shut up during the meetings. You're like, all right, Tammy, just stop asking questions and we can leave. Like, I have one more. I was just wondering, oh, damn it. Like, that's – Jerry Jones is Tammy in accounting. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
That's weird, though. I mean, because they literally bounced him off the committee. There's a couple, I forget which of the committees it was, but they're just, the owners have had it.
So is Jerry Jones the Colin Kaepernick of owners? Because now he's going to be suing the NFL too, right?
It's quite possible. Yeah. Well, there you have it. Then he'll be the citizen of the year.
All right, now don't stir that pot. Did you see all that kerfluffle on social media about Colin Kaepernick and J.J. Watt?
Yeah.
Now?
There's a lot of people bringing up the same. Even on First Take, it made it to First Take this morning.
Did it really?
That you're gonna make Colin Kaepernick Citizen of the Year, and yet J.J. Watt raised $37 million as a citizen in a hurricane-stricken city. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that whole debate's been raging on social media and now on national TV for the last 24 to 48 hours.
Mm-mm-mm.
Crazy. So we got plenty to get to. And if there's something on your mind you want to share, you want to get off your chest, give us a call. 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, or hit us on Twitter. Back with a whole lot more right here on The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I've had not one inkling of communication from the league office or any owner that would suggest something that laughable and ridiculous, and that's about where that is. They really haven't read If somebody is asserting that or thinking about that kind of thing, they haven't. They're not knowledgeable on how things work in the NFL.
That's just ridiculous. That's compliments of 105 FM, the Fan in Big D, Jerry Jones. He said ridiculous.
In response to the rumors of NFL owners trying to out him as the Cowboys owner, which would be crazy and probably slim.
Yeah, there's
terms
no
of
way
chances,
they can,
slim to none.
There's no way they're going to get him to sell that team. But they can't take him off
anything.
The committee.
I mean, it's not like what's his name with the Clippers. You know what I mean? He hasn't done anything egregious to
Donald Sterling.
Yeah, to tarnish the shield, so to speak. He's fighting for his player, and he's fighting for what he thinks is right. And you know, I mean, they didn't get rid of Al Davis. Jerry Jones probably isn't going anywhere. It's just going to cost a lot of people a lot of money, and he doesn't care. He really doesn't care.
So it's the compensation committee that has issued a cease and desist letter to Jerry Jones in response to the Cowboys owner's threats to sue the league over contract extension talks with Roger Goodell. The committee issued the warning to Jones after holding a conference call Monday to discuss Goodell's potential extension. Atlanta Falcons owner Arthur Blank released a statement Monday, great last name by the way, saying that the committee is still working towards an extension for Goodell. You can kick him off a committee, but you can't make him sell the team.
I think he's just being annoying. What were you thinking about?
I was just thinking about his great last name.
His Blank, yeah.
Oh, it says Blank, the chairman of the six-member committee, terminated Jones as a non-voting ad hoc seventh member Saturday because of his threat to sue the league.
Well, he was on the committee as a non-voting member to begin with, so how does that hurt?
Right, doesn't.
That's just keeping him out of the room so he can't hear what's going on.
That'd be ridiculous.
You don't like the way he said
crazy.
That.
Crazy.
Huh?
Ridiculous.
Oh, come on now. Let's not start throwing stones. Both of us don't do well.
Supposedly.
With pronunciation of words. So I'm not going to judge him. That would be ridiculous to judge him. I'm not doing that. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
Now I'm going to be self-conscious.
We're all over with this
now
today.
I'm going to be self-conscious about that every time I have a discussion or try to make a point. I'm going to have to, in my mind, I'm like, all right, I can't
ridiculous.
Say I can't
say, fantastic.
I can't say this. I can't say that. Can't say ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Oh, he does say ridiculous.
He does.
Wow. I didn't notice that.
I did.
Ridiculous.
My goodness.
Nick, that happens in the pool sometimes.
Oh, my God.
And with that,
I got what you did there.
So do you think that this is, I mean, is he just posturing to kind of prove his point? Is he serious, or is he just trying to force their hand to maybe back off a little bit?
I mean, here's my take on it. I don't think he'd be this vocal if not for everything that's gone down with Zeke. And he can deny that all he wants, but he was definitely scorned by the process, by the fact that it took this long. It went through all these different courts, and all of a sudden it's still going through, and he didn't get the result that he liked. And I think because of it, whether he was a one-time Goodell supporter or not, it changed his opinion, and this is spilled milk, in my opinion. So whether it bothers the rest of the owners in the league or not, I don't think that bothers him in the least, but he's going to make his point or try and get back the way he wants. Is it petty? Yes. But do I think that's why it's what's motivating him? Absolutely.
I feel like it's one of those things where he dug his heels in a little early, and he was like, you know what, Ezekiel Elliott, don't you worry. I've got your back.
And he said that a couple times.
Yeah, and he was like, I'll fight this. And then he got into it, and he was winning, and then he lost. And then they won, and then they lost. And then they won, and then they lost, and there was nowhere else to go to get another win and keep delaying this. Because I think if he would have got through the season putting it off, he would have let it run its course for the next year, you know, or during the offseason, and whatever happens. But I think he was fighting to keep this season alive. And now I think it's backfired, and now he's scorned and he's mad, and now he's just trying to prove a point. And he's trying to save face, because if he backs off now, then he looks bad to his players, to Zeke, he feels like, oh well, now I lost. And Jerry Jones isn't a guy that wants to take an L.
No,
he's
about
not
it.
A guy that
think
takes
about
many L's
in life.
The
anthem protest when he said no guy on my team is ever going to kneel for an anthem or he won't play. And then all of a sudden, when they called him out, I didn't say that. But then all of a sudden, he was working to find a different way to show protest without having to do it during the anthem and kneel. Then he's just completely gone back and forth. But you're right. He's not going to give in. He's not that guy.
Nope.
And in this situation, I believe it's another just another case of the fact that Jerry's not going to give in, and Jerry didn't win this case, and so Jerry's going to be Jerry. And he's going to spray some bullets.
He's a dude that has influence. He's a guy that has a serious impact to the game off the field. And it just reminds me of Robert Kraft. And, you know, like when the 4-game suspension came down on Tom Brady, Robert Kraft was like, you know, I thought, you know, we had a better relationship. He was almost surprised at the 4-game suspension. And so when you're messing with a team owner who has a lot of influence and you take away a key player, Robert Kraft's situation, it was Tom Brady. Jerry Jones, it was Zeke Elliott, you know. I don't see the Tampa Bay Buccaneers owner being as vocal as Jerry Jones. Right. I don't see Shad Khan or whatever the Jacksonville Jaguars owner's name is. I don't see him being that vocal.
You don't see the city of Green Bay being that way?
Green Bay.
But yeah, you think Joel as an owner would be like
yeah.
that?
Because he is an owner, right?
No, I'm not. No, but you know, here's the thing. What it's really doing more so than anything else is it's disrespecting or hurting his own team. Because if this had taken place and gotten out of the way and he got his 6-game suspension off right to start the season, they'd probably be in a much better situation as it relates to getting a playoff berth and or trying to catch the Eagles and win the division. Mm-hmm. Now, when you keep screwing with it, the one thing that I kept cringing at is if you get this thing to roll over, as much as it's been a distraction and been an issue the entire season, and then you want it to roll over to next year, that's the biggest disservice you can do to the rest of the guys in that locker room, because they want a fresh start starting next year, put all that behind them, and they want to start fresh knowing that they're going to have everybody that's on the roster on that team available to play, and they're going to take a shot at it, just like every other team.
Plus, you got a young player. It's with a young player. It's not like Tom Brady, who's like 40, however old he is. It's a young player, and hopefully he'll be healthy enough to be ready to go next season. You know, he's a guy that you can look forward to next season with because of his age, you know?
Now, Barry, I don't know if you said this or not, but if you did, I wanted to give you credit for it. But the one thing that I will say is, look, because it's a domestic violence charge against him, that means that the next time he gets one, he's banned from football forever. So I get the idea that and the notion that you want to fight this as long as you can because you want to protect the player and because he's young, because you don't want him facing that, God forbid, anything should happen again. But at some point, just understand it's not going to go your way. You've tried every possible avenue to try and to get it to go your way, and now it's just time to accept the punishment and move on.
That's to me, that's it. Now you're just keeping the wound open. You're mm-hmm. not. It's time to move on. You've lost. Let it go. But that's not Jerry Jones' style. I mean, you don't get to be the kind of man that he is by just letting things go. You know what I mean? He's not used to. Like I said, he's not used to taking L's, and he doesn't want to take one in this case because of that reason that you just gave, because of the fact that he's lost, he can save face with his players and his team and the other owners in the league and his fans and everybody else. And I mean, he basically guaranteed a win in sports terms, and he didn't get it. And,
right.
and he's still trying to fight it. And it's a bad look, dude. You should just, the NFL has enough problems and Jerry Jones is just making it worse.
I agree.
Move
totally.
On.
Totally.
Take your L.
So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out, but it's not going away anytime soon, no matter how much I think we all hope it will.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I kind of like to see the turmoil a little bit just because, I mean, what's more fun than to watch a bunch of billionaires fight amongst each other and act like children? I kind of think it's
more
hilarious.
Fun getting a guy that covers Philly sports come on and bash the Cowboys.
Somebody has your back, by the way, on the text line.
Okay.
Says, I'm a trainer and a serious lifter, and I see my calluses as a badge of honor, but I recommend my clients wear gloves because most people don't like rough hands. It's just a preference.
Appreciate that.
Totally agree.
Yeah, that one was kind of I was like trying to mind my own business. I was like, all right, man, hey, appreciate that. Thanks for making me feel great for the rest
right?
of my workout.
Barry, I used to be a correctional officer, getting paid to look at and then a lot of grown men, and I can confirm that ass hair merges with back hair to create the nasty ass forest. So there's that. So yeah. See, it is your butt
would
hair.
You call it an Afghan instead of an Afghan?
You would.
It would. You're right.
Hit the gong.
Me and Salisbury would.
Don't listen to Barry. The lower back hair community supports you, Nick. This is from Triola Oz. And then somebody, your friendly neighborhood beer salesman said, how do y'all feel about starting a Usual Suspects weight loss challenge? I could use some motivation.
I've already gotten started. So, and you have too, Nick.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm trying to get started. I keep false starting. Yeah. I'll do it for like 2 days, and then I, I'm back off of it again.
I don't see you lasting the rest of the month, by the way, for November, by the way.
Oh, I will.
You think so?
When I make up my mind to do something, like if I could ever just get my mind right to lose weight, I'll lose the weight.
I was just going
to
say, here's a guy who says he can't get motivated to do the weight loss thing.
But once I do.
You have done it in the past.
I know. I was 174 a couple months ago.
We know.
But once I get back into that zone of, all right, I'm in it, I'll do it. No doubt.
Now, I'm not opposed to get, if like the listeners want to set up their, you know, everybody wants to get involved in that, we can set up like a fantasy league, but set it up
for
them and get everybody to compete against each other.
We could, the three of us could have a draft of like team fat asses and then just like you draft usual suspects listeners for your team and the most, we could win based off of who our team was
and our
lost
team,
the most weight.
And just let our teams duke it out, but if they use it for motivation, great. And no, Nick, you can't draft Joe George in the first round.
Oh, man. Wow. So cool.
All right, we're going to continue to move on with what has been a eventful first hour of the show. If you guys want to join us, 713-780-3776. Give us a call, give us a text, give us a tweet. We'll continue to get to more of the top stories of the day and other things right here on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects. Knee deep in hour number one of the three-hour extravaganza, and it has been eventful, if nothing else.
It's been really weird.
It has.
Chris Householder said he's in for a fat-ass fantasy league.
So you got him, and you got the
friendly
neighborhood beer guy
to determine if I would draft him or not. I really think we should get all the listeners, all the fat listeners
that want to participate,
put them in a pool, and all we need is like pictures and height and weight. And then the three of us draft our teams. The team with the most accumulated weight loss wins. I don't know what we would win, but that'd be the fat ass fantasy league.
Nick, Greg Holland is the late addition.
Who?
Greg Holland. He's going to be Nick's closer.
Oh. And as bad as Nick is at any fantasy sport, I'm confident that this would come down to you and me. Nick would be out there drafting some skinny dude.
Yeah.
Just
without even paying attention.
Yeah. Chris, he's not that fat.
Gosh.
Yeah. He might be a third rounder.
Anybody watch any basketball last night?
I did not. You know what? I took a sleeping pill and just went to bed.
Did you really?
I did. Some nights I'm sportsed out, and I was looking at that game thinking, you know what? The Dolphins aren't even going to make this competitive. I don't care. Cam, I watched like the first quarter, and Cam was on my nerves during his pregame when they showed him getting hyped up with his offense. I was like, dude, you are really making this all about
you.
He
knows where the cameras are and when they're on him at all
times. It's disgusting. I can't stand dudes like that.
How long has he been doing the new shaking first down where he's not just putting his hand out for the first down?
I don't know, but that's just
he's got like a fancy version of it now.
I long for the weeks that they lose because he goes from over the top, look how awesome and fun I am, Cam, to pouty, piss
pouty
poor.
Pants. Yep.
Yeah, Cam. And I just think it's hilarious. You've got to be more even keeled than that. You know what I mean? You can't be the highest of the highs and the lowest of the lows from week to week. You look like an idiot.
Yeah, I checked in on football, but I got dialed into and I wanted to see the Cavs-Knicks game simply because of all the hype leading into it with LeBron's comments taking shots at Phil Jackson, but in the process and saying that Dennis Smith Jr. should have been a Nick. Kind of disrespecting Frank, and I'm going to screw this name up, but Frank Nitakilia, the rookie point guard from France that the Knicks took instead of Dennis Smith. And then what was really great was I was flipping channels, and I turned the game on, and the Cavs score. LeBron scores, and he's going to go back down the court, and the ball falls. Well, Nitakilia tries to pick the ball up and get so he can inbound the ball, and LeBron won't move. So he shoves LeBron in the ribs, no short of three times. And then it's on because now LeBron is like, go ahead, do it again. And then Courtney Lee tries to break it up. And then Enes Kanter comes in and tries to be the bully. And LeBron's like, go ahead, I dare you to do something. And he had said, if you missed it, he had shoot around. Enes Kanter's always running his mouth in situations like this. He needs just to go about his business. So Kanter gets in the middle of it. So then it's all heated. So then the Knicks go on like a 18-4 run.
Well, at one point, Kanter's the one that pushes LeBron. Like, LeBron doesn't touch
that's
him.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he kind of pushes him. And then LeBron, it was LeBron that pushed him, right?
Well, Kanter steps in.
Yeah, and then LeBron pushed him.
Yeah, so then LeBron pushed him, and then they got into it. But then after that, the Knicks rattle off like an 18-4 run, and it's punctuated by a Hardaway Jr. three, and he goes and looks at their Cavs bench and does the kind of what you're saying about Cam Newton, Nick. He does the extended shimmy shake and stare down, to which Iman Shumpert starts getting mad. But all of a sudden, before you know it, the Cavs are down 23. And I'm going, you know what? This is going to say more about what Cleveland's going to be the rest of the year than anything else. Because if someone's punking you this bad and you're at the Garden, you either put up or you better shut up and take your medicine all the rest of the year. Kyle Korver goes off for 19 in the fourth quarter. And when LeBron had to, he took over and just stuck it to the Knicks.
Kyle Korver saved the day?
19 of his 21 were in the fourth quarter. When that dude is on from three,
yeah,
he is deadly.
He can be a streaky shooter, but when he's on?
Isaiah Thomas got a technical from the bench.
Really?
Yeah. Dwayne Wade got teed up. And so I enjoyed watching that, and I thought, you know what? This might be a signature moment for the Cavaliers because nothing else could motivate them, but this might get them going to come back from that far down and to make a statement in that kind of a game. Because then after the game, Cantor's like, what do they call that guy? The king, the princess, the queen.
Oh.
And LeBron's like, my wife is the queen. I'm the king. My daughter's the princess. We got all our bases covered. And it was just more little. And you know they got to play each other again because they're in the East. So I was like, I enjoyed watching that one.
That is kind of cool. I'm sorry I missed that.
Yeah,
I did see the bump and all that and the trash talk.
Yeah. And then I watched the Greek Freak go off.
Milwaukee
beat Memphis, but I'm telling you, that Bledsoe pickup, as the season goes along and he gets comfortable with that team, that might be the best pickup of the year. They are so much different now with Eric Bledsoe at the point. They're faster. They're even more athletic if that's possible because now they can play their natural position.
Yep.
The only thing I worry about is they're really light up front. They had John Henson trying to guard Marc Gasol last night, and that was almost a disaster. But other than that, Milwaukee's going to be a fun team to watch.
I mean, even watching Capella guard Gasol, he's not easy to guard for anybody.
No, he's a load. And he's slower, and he's slowed down a lot in the last couple of years with injuries.
But
people forget about 2 years ago, he might have been the most gifted center in the league.
And, you know, I mean, I guess I don't want us to go over, but I wanted to talk Capella a little bit.
We need to, and Nick wants to, too.
Yeah, because I think it says a lot about the state of the position in the NBA when you see what he's doing, because he probably shouldn't be doing what he's doing. But I don't know. Watching him trying to guard Gasol, I was like, boy, he could be overmatched, but he held his own.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? That's the state of the NBA these days. It used to be a big man's league, and now you can get away with that because of the style of play that's played throughout the league.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Somebody said, come on, Barry, you should know already that you can't depend on Joel and Nick to stick to anything.
That's just not right.
That's right. That's right.
That's not true.
Even the listeners know you guys are a sham.
Well, if you're basing it off fantasy teams, then yeah, you're right.
No, he's basing that off of growing out a beard because that was the agreement that we all had.
I'm pretty sure that if I start now, I can still outgrow you.
You liars. It's not the point. The point is you shave. You can't just shave midway through and then be like, oh,
you don't know if I didn't leave one hair that's still continually growing.
Weight loss challenge. Don't believe them, Barry. They'll say anything. They'll say they're down to participate, then claim they never were in. See, these listeners know.
Do we have fantasy football leagues? Active participants.
These listeners all
know
about
you
guys. My fantasy league.
There you go.
They know you don't keep your word. Your friendly neighborhood beer salesman. I'm definitely down for the fantasy fat league. That would be funny as hell. But then he said, can't do pounds, though. It has to be weight loss percentage. Yeah, I know. That's how you can't do pounds.
Francisco on Twitter says he's in, and he thinks he's a first rounder. His vitals, 6 foot.
285.
285-er.
Yeah, well, Chris Householder will be my number one pick then.
Why?
5'8", 247. I'll take that. I'll take that. And he looks like he's athletic too. He just looks like he just stopped, you know, caring. He's just like, whatever. I got kids and a wife. I ain't going nowhere. I'm just going to eat. That's how I was. I was like, I don't care anymore. I'm just going to eat. I'm 19 years into this marriage. I'm eating whatever the hell I want now. Yeah, so we got to keep doing that. If you guys want to send in your vitals, 713-780-3776, we can put our list together for the draft and maybe come up with something. Even if we don't do it, I think it'd be interesting to see just how fat our listeners are. What? You think they're all fit?
No, I do not think
so. Okay, thank you, Nick. You're the voice of reason.
Based on what we just saw and got numbers on? There's no way they're all fit.
No. Thank you. Nick's the voice of reason.
Oh, now he is. Okay. 5 minutes ago, not so much, but now he is.
All right, guys. We all know Houston was hit hard by Hurricane Harvey, and the devastating effects are still in our city. I'm seeing people that are still fighting with FEMA to get their money. And the folks at Gulf State Homebuyers want you to know that they're there for you and they're there for the community all the way through to the end. When you're dealing with Gulf State Homebuyers, you're dealing with a company that has won the Distinction Award from the Better Business Bureau in both 2016 and 2017. So what does that mean? It means you're working with a great company. Now, you might be looking at your house and you're thinking, all right, I'm trying to get this FEMA money to rebuild. I know it's going to cost me X amount of dollars to get my house fixed up. But what you don't know is how much you could get for that house to sell it and move on. Because who knows? You fix that house up and you might still be in the flood zone and it might flood again and you're back to square one. And that's where Gulf State Homebuyers can help you, because you know what it's going to cost to fix it, but you don't know what you can get for it cash wise. That's why you call Gulf State Homebuyers, 281-717-6100. Give them a call and let them come out. They're going to schedule an appointment with you, come out and give you a free, no obligation cash offer evaluation for your home. So you take that offer, you take what it's going to cost to fix it, and then you compare the two and you have all the information you need to make a good and informed decision on the next steps for you and your home and your family. Now, you don't have to sell it to them. Like I said, it's a no obligation cash offer, but at least you have the right information and you can make the decision based on that. Now, the cool thing about Gulf State Homebuyers is they have attorneys, title companies, and an entire in-house staff of professionals. They're going to get you through the entire process of selling your home, so you don't have to worry about anything once you make that decision. Give them a call, 281-717-6100, or visit them on the web, gulfstatehomebuyers.com. The folks at Gulf State, they're there for you, and together, y'all, we will keep Houston strong.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.